Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Vampires and VT. We're just start right there. As we normally do, we're gonna pass it off to Tyler. Give us a little bit of background of what happened to last week.
Last week, Day screamed into the mound.
A lot.
Usually that has sexual innuendos. This time it does
It was
not.
Literal. Yeah. I do a lot of literal things. It was a lot of Day running around like a chicken with his head cut off, trying to figure out what to do. It really sucked that Anna was below ground with Frank and the Ensign, so made it very difficult to...
Family comes first, man.
Yeah. Guess we're not family. Whatever.
I don't like how that started.
Danica was a bloody pulp of a woman, managed to stifle that curse just a little bit, long enough to get some rest and get a feeding tube in her. Day spent a lot of the time after he, took Lawrence to bed, that crazy son of a bitch, talking to Trevor, surprisingly. Kind of coming to a new light that Trevor, while he is an asshole, hasn't been lying about anything. And there's a level of trust that Day has in that now, where even if he disagrees with the meaning or the reason, at least he knows he's on the level.
Well, also, I would say that Trevor, for example, Anna, like, I need roses. He's like, okay, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
He's a facilitator.
Like yeah, you stuff know, like that. Yeah. It's starting to click. Day really did not like him at first, but it is warming up to him after spending that night talking battle plans and stuff like that. Anna and Frank had a weird, symbiotic, lucid dream with the Ensign in which she created Rasputin but didn't get much out of Rasputin because Rasputin was just a projection of her own image onto him through her own experiences. Super meta.
Super.
Mm-hmm. And there was kind of coming to terms with what being a vampire is. Very, very Blood Witch style turning of the vampire.
Yeah, I'm not, also not upset with that. I will take that.
And kind of got everybody to bed, luckily. Woke up feeling okay. Anna waking up feeling okay.
Well,
Danica
Anna's
waking
still
up.
Oh, yeah. Danica not feeling so
Danica
okay.
Waking up not feeling okay. Feeling very not okay. The dice are telling that story. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Welcome to Vampire.
All right. Playing tonight?
I play Anna, currently in a dirt grave in Egypt, far away from her penthouse of Las Vegas.
Things have changed.
With all of the perks that came along with that.
Things have changed.
Her piano is ruined, and she has a son.
She does.
Yeah. Oh.
Motherhood. All right. Danica, give us a little background about who you're playing today.
Well, I am Sarah. I'm playing Danica.
The lines.
Yeah, right. It's all the same at this point.
Yeah, Danica feels like shit. So
she's a bit hungry.
She's a lot hungry. She's a lot angry. She's fucking tired. She wants to hang out with her dog and her boyfriend.
Fair enough. Day.
Day is currently asleep in a bed far away from the sewers that he called home in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you guys have had a little bit of a strange change there. I mean, I never really put that together. Somehow or another, Day's got the upgrade.
Yeah, and he has a boyfriend now.
Yeah.
And,
you should wait to the end of the world to get your life together.
Day is feeling pretty run down emotionally, I think. Physically, he's not, hasn't been doing too much crazy shit besides, sharing a brain with Sprocket, whatever. Not a big deal.
Well,
but emotionally and intellectually, he's been spread pretty thin. There's a lot of politicking.
Sure, absolutely. We're gonna jump right in. Anna, as you come to consciousness, you can still hear the last little pieces of Rasputin's voice that is going at the very end of the book. You're not really quite sure what he's talking about. Feel very claustrophobic. You can still feel Frank behind you and you touching the back of Ensign's shoulders. Please give me a dexterity and athletics check, please. Oh, no, a strength and athletics check. That makes more sense. I don't know.
Three
successes. You start crawling, feeling truly claustrophobic as you grip into, you catch the loose dirt. It's hard to move. All of a sudden, you feel a little bit of pressure lifting you up, guessing that that is probably Frank going like, get up, get up. All right. Give me one more roll of that. If you get another three, your hand will be able to reach out at least.
Two.
Give me a resolve check. This is starting to become maddening for you. For a vampire to be buried again, this is part of the shared pain.
Two successes.
That is enough to just finally reach up, and you're right to your wrist. Your hand is flailing around, and you feel moving past you in a pretty steady pace. A leg, a foot. It's a You have somebody. It's in your hand. Danica, you look down. When you woke up, hangry is not even the answer to it. You have not got to really go out and hunt. You feel like some of the things that you've been doing have not been... Everyone else is having conversations with, like, big leaders. You need to do a thing that is completely and utterly yours. When you woke up in the morning, that feeling overtook you. You looked over in your bed and you saw... That Jesse had fallen asleep trying to take care of you all night. One of the reasons you're so hangry is because you didn't get any sleep. You can feel the blood trickle down your ear. Still slightly cursed. Haven't been taken care of yet. That annoyance, like having a buzz or a ring in your ear that you can't get rid of. You independently have said, I'm going to go out. I'm going to get myself some food, some takeout. I'm going to go. And all of a sudden this hand is gripped around your ankle. You have your swords on your back. You are ready to go.
I'm going to try and step on it.
All right.
Rude.
Always step on wrists.
All right. Give me a dexterity and melee roll, please.
Danica is in no mood to be
fair. I did
with.
Do the same thing to Ensign.
Yeah, you did.
That's what I'm saying. Always stepping on wrists over here.
Yeah. Melee.
God, but she's got some heavy boots.
Right.
They're made for walking. Jesus, your guys' dice rolls at the end of the game.
Six.
Well, this is technically an imposed roll because it's between two people, so you can try to not have your hand stepped on. Yeah, well, it was just in your hand, so you realize that it, like, shook loose. So, yeah, you can have natural flippity. Yep, I
said
this.
What's my roll for flippity?
It'll be eight with dexterity and melee. God, imagine if she wins this.
Dude, I rolled four tens, but I got two ones.
Ooh.
Four successes.
Oh, almost. As she comes down, you see it finally like kind of...
I had three nines.
Pass out and start to do the it thing, like looking around for information around it with your pointer finger, I imagine. Just step down and crash on it. That's going to be 1 point of not get rid of damage.
Ow, I'm sorry about that. Well, you're not. You're so mad for no reason.
I don't know that it's you.
You're so mad.
It's just the hand.
You keep on walking out the... You're already in the courtyard where they've buried them. You start de-lining, smelling the air, trying to find any humans that are left.
I'm really craving a Chipotle-flavored human.
Yeah, you can have a Chipotle-flavored human. There's a lot of individuals around here. I'll give you the choice. Closest to you are going to be the magic users. The largest collective, though, will be the military. So the largest scent of everybody, you are a hunter, so this would make sense that you can make your choice. You know that from the lay of the land, all the information you have, there are magic users in different little setups. Around the area, and you know where the location is of the actual military people.
Well, Day punching me in the face again is less... more threatening than the military, so I'm thinking I'm going to go for the military.
You're going to go military?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. You start heading out. In fact, you get into the Jeep. Your Jeep starts to take off. Day, that awakens you in your slumber. It was a long night talking to Trevor, but you feel a little bit better actually having a conversation. But the noise in the night that was pretty, pretty clean, you do hear a large vehicle light up and take away.
Why the fuck do I have a hangover?
Yeah. Lawrence is already sitting up. He has his hands in his, like, he's got his, you know, forehead in his
dick.
Thing. He's like, I didn't know we can still get hangovers. I thought that was part of the thing. Oh my God.
Yeah, you really went at it, didn't you?
Yeah.
I can tell because I also kind of have a hangover.
Oh, well, then I'm glad I don't have all of it. How bad was it?
Shut up. And then
it was that bad?
I get up and whereas like yesterday I made warm little cups of, you know, blood and everything.
Yeah,
this time I unceremoniously just slap a blood, like a cold blood bag against his chest.
Yeah, he goes, oh God, I don't know. I don't know if I got breakfast in me right now.
And then I walk over to the window to assess as I'm kind of Capri Sunning, just like.
As you take, why don't you make me a intelligence and investigation roll? Actually, insight. Wits and insight, because it's fast.
Okay.
As the car is pulling away.
3 successes.
That is enough to see 2 glittering gold, silver lace katanas from behind. You only can assume Danica's back in the driver's seat going in a direction.
Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. All right. All right. Okay. I'm like putting on my trench coat. No shirt. Just fuck me.
Yeah, Lawrence is. Oh, okay. Okay. A lot of cursing. What's going on?
Danica got cursed last night, and I think she just broke out of her hospital bed, so I'm going to go yell at Jesse.
She got cursed?
Yes. Follow me if you want, babe. And then I like.
How bad did it get?
The door's already
shut. Oh, God. Why the door? And he closes his ear. You give me another roll, Anna. See if you get all the way out. Your hand has just been crushed upon.
You want strength and athletics again?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I feel like I'm rolling days numbers here. 3.
3? Yes.
I rolled 2 tens and then a 1. God damn it.
3 is what, but you ended up with a 3 total? Yes. You're able to. Not that you need to breathe, but it's just that feeling of your vision completely being obscured. Maybe you get an idea of how bad it was for Danica last night. Pushing yourself up, you still feel Frank's arms like around your waist. He's obviously like has taken you all the way up as he possibly could to help. You had the 3 successes though. Not much needed to happen. He's like, you know, maybe help. It's just, it's really horrible down here.
Yes, and Frank, I know. I just crawled out from under there. It's fine. Just give me a minute.
Okay, you want to reach down and try to help Frank out? Yep. Or are you trying to go for Ensign?
Well, Ensign hasn't moved yet, so I'm going to try to pull Frank up. Because I feel like I'm probably going to need some backup for when Ensign wakes up.
Okay, smart idea. Please give me, before you do that, just give me a wits and investigation roll.
1 success.
You notice that there are flowers around, roses specifically. You're focused down on Frank, but with the 1 success, you realize that the courtyard that you had pulverized and dug the grave in is at least covered in flowers. That's what you get out of that.
Okay.
Reaching down, it's kind of hard to dig through the dirt, although you had just come up through it. You're able to find his hand, taking a strong grab. Give me just a strength roll. He's cooking. He's like, okay, all right, I'm not, okay. Yeah, he's kicking his way up as well. We should have put rocks in the bottom of this, so I could have had like
success.
Wow, I'm a lot bigger than I thought. I got pretty square shoulders. I'm currently stuck. Oh, and he's waking up. This is probably not good.
You know what? You need to climb out of the dirt like you're climbing upstairs. Try that.
Yeah, I'm a lot bigger than you. I'm more oblong, so this is probably not a... Okay, he's waking up. Right back to you. Just slammed the door.
Cigarettes in the mouth, lighting it, fresh pack.
Mm-hmm.
Only part of this day that's going to be good, I can tell.
Yeah, you do have a fresh pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yep, that actually kind of means something to you.
Yeah,
very first pack you've had in 2 weeks. You've just been stealing, so there've been Camel Lights, and they've been, you know, like Cools, and but like Pall Malls and Chesterfields, things that, like, especially being in a third world country, you've had things that, like, aren't even in the American market anymore. Yeah.
And I only smoke Lucky Strikes, obviously.
Non-filter, I'd imagine, because you're that guy.
Why would I have a filter?
Yeah, you like the stain on your 2 fingers. Yeah. So where are you going?
I'm heading right to where Danica was the last time that I saw her.
So her room?
Yeah.
Okay. As you open up the door, you see a passed out Jesse. He even has his hand on the bed. He's sitting in a chair next to it, and you can see a feeding tube that is slowly trickling blood out.
I kick the chair really hard.
Okay, I'd like you to make a dexterity and melee God roll for me. I need you to beat. Oh, actually, not that good. He must have been tired. Just 2 successes.
1, 2, 3. 3 successes.
Right. He comes out and like his hand's gonna like grab for your throat, and he's like, "Oh shit, sorry. Don't do that again. That was not a good idea to do to someone like me." But hey, what's going on? What's going on?
You know what else isn't a good idea? Look over.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, follow me.
Yeah, we'll be right back to you. Danica, you have slammed down it's like, I don't know if you ever, like, stormed over to a boyfriend's house that you're angry about that charge of, I'm going to tell him what for. That same kind of feeling is going into your hunger. You're going towards the military place. You have gotten just to the fence. You can see the outline of it. There's a large... like a gate that comes in that is being patrolled. Other than that, it's like chain link fence that surrounds this entire thing. Do you want to try to sneak in, or are you just going to try to take somebody at the at the border?
I think I'll try to sneak in.
Okay. You're able to pull your truck over. Military training definitely into your internals. You ditch the car, get to the gate. Why don't you give me a dexterity and stealth roll, please. Do you try to cut him, or are you just trying to climb over the fence?
Can I try to jump over it?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay. 4 successes.
Fair enough. As you pile over, you expected some form of sound, even as perfect as you did that with 4. The reason you got 4 successes is when you land, you are on top of Cerberus. Hi.
Hello.
Hunting?
Yes, why are you here?
Help hunt.
Okay, that's not gonna draw attention at all.
No. Fast now. Blink, blink.
Alright, well, Mom's hungry, so let's go.
Good. You are now in the compound on a blink dog.
Yay.
Hungry as shit. Were you trying to head? Are you trying to find, like, a single out an individual, or...
Is there anyone that's, like, sleeping on the job?
No. High alert. Everyone's...
like, end of the world.
If military could ever run perfectly with logistics and everyone carrying 1 billion a pound of the job, not that they don't, but, like, if everyone would be on the outrageous highest alert of their entire existence, this would be it.
I'm probably just going to look for the most isolated person, though.
Isolated person. You do see people on patrol. They would be singular. There'd be 2 apiece as they walk around the outskirts of the fence itself. As you blinked up, you've found yourself on top of, or Cerberus has put you on top of, one of the outlying buildings. He's laying very low, enjoying hunting. He hasn't gone hunting with his mom for a long time, and he has a whole bunch of new skills to show. No qualms with killing humans. You guys have done this many times. All right. And puts his nose down, tail's going up. He has not taken off his bow ties yet. Which one?
Both.
Come right back to you.
All of your hard work day!
I can't believe I lost a child at my daycare.
It's true. It's happened.
A terrible, terrible teacher.
Okay, Day. Picking right back up with you. What would you like to do? Jessica is on your tail.
I assume Lawrence is shambling down the hall.
Yeah, he's still holding his head. He's drinking one of the blood bags. He's like, it feels better. Okay, I still don't. Understand, babe, what's going on? I'm here.
Danica lost it.
Shit, again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, yes.
Pulling on pants. He doesn't have his shirt on yet.
Okay. All right. So.
So where's she going?
The car was headed towards where I think the military complex is.
Okay. Well, so there's worse.
Makes sense. if I had to believe, yeah, there are worse.
She's not going after the werewolves. Like, as he's pulling on his tracksuit.
Now, I did tell... Here's my steel trap of a mind, remembering the last session. I told Valiant to meet us
here.
Mm-hmm. So he should be arriving or very is shortly. Already there.
Very shortly.
But that is what it. I am explaining them.
Yep.
Basically, my okay, so we told Valiant to be here. He should be here already. If he's not, he's going to be here very soon. He should have a line of communication to the compound, because it's going to take us a minute to get there. I think our best bet is to talk to him first, explain the situation.
Where are you saying this? Are you downstairs as you're saying this, like in the common room where Trevor is?
My trench coat is flowing behind me, smoking a cigarette. My hair is insane. Right.
You hear a big yawn. Trevor, you guys have only been here for 2 days, but he's passed out in the same chair in front of the monitors both times. You stayed up with him, but this is where his world is. You know, he launched, he goes, you need to know where... Valiant is. I can probably do that for you.
You know, a couple with things. The amount good of Jessicars that are in this place, the fact that she just left.
You didn't tell me to keep her here. She was going out for some food.
Where is Valiant?
He's like, well, huh. About, as Anna, you reach down into the dirt, trying to pull Frank out, his white shoulders keeping him stable. He's like, it's not good in here. No. All right, squirt. I need you to listen. Okay, this is not. Okay, pull me up. He's very unthrilled.
Okay, strength?
Yep.
Poor Anna. Strength. Funny. One success on two dice.
Yep, that's not going to do it. Okay. Squirt, I need you to relax. I need you to... Okay, so we're going to learn a thing called Woosaw. I know you're really hungry, but this is... Okay, you probably shouldn't feed on your father. Coming right back to you. You see Anna, a day, covered in dirt. Just, couldn't be more rad-tag with her arm inside a dirt pile. Surrounded. Give me an intelligence and investigation roll real quick.
That is one success.
Surrounded by flowers. So, and she's reaching down, going, oh, pull.
Oh, my God. Anna, good morning.
Oh, hello, Day. So good to see you again. Do you want to help me get Frank out of the dirt pile, please?
Yeah, this has not gone very well for me down here.
This is the worst day of my life. Okay.
up pulls a car.
It cannot be. Pretension at the end of the world. I do not know if I like it.
I'm just kind of standing there in between these two very different things.
The door opens, and a very polished boot of Valiant does land. Be right back to you. Danica, what are you doing?
I am hunting both people.
Okay. They are trained military men, so are you going to pounce on them? Are you going to use some celerity? What's going on?
You say they are trained.
Well, yeah, I mean, into the world, they're on guard duty. Guard duty is no longer a thing that you give to people that aren't the best.
But I am vampire.
You are very vampire.
I am vampire. So I vampire do... what's the range on my ribbon dancing?
Oh, you're just going to, like, slaughter them from above, like, distance throw? You'd get about... 30 feet.
How far are they?
I would say you're on top of a building, at least one story, about 60 feet.
Algebra! Can I have Cerberus blink me close enough to do like a wide strike and hit both of them?
You could have Cerberus blink you down right into the middle of them.
But then I'd have to go in a circle.
So you want to be like down on the ground and then shoot a thing?
Yeah, because I want to try and hit both of them at the same time.
That works.
Okay.
All right. Let me roll for Serby. No problem. Roll the 6. You guys both go into like a battle mode. Him rearing up, ready to go. You bringing up your sword. What's the roll for that?
Composure and melee.
Yeah, let's see it.
Four. Four successes.
Four successes. As you ribbon dance your second, you have like a little flurry in both swords. You bring them down across each other. You can hear them sing against the two blades as you send your wave to pretty much bisect both of these people. You see a blur coming from the distance. All of a sudden, they're knocked prone. The attack goes over them. Stands up a woman that looks like she is half cheetah.
Oh, no!
Oh, bitch, I've been trying to have a conversation with you. Stay down, boys. Why don't you walk with me? Come right back to you.
Excuse me?
Day, you see all of this transpire in front of you as the boot does land on a covered in complete dirt, trying to pull up an individual that you know is going to be outrageously rabid. What would you like to do?
The Valiant, thank you for joining us. If you would please go inside right now.
Yes. Is there something?
Trevor is inside waiting for you. He's going to get you caught up right now.
It is quite nice roses.
Yes, thank you so much. We're doing some landscaping. Please, this way, sir. Time is of the essence. It is the end of the world, you see.
Come in. It's fine. We'll just get you set up. He walks directly past you, covered in dirt. Valiant looks down. Him, impeccable. I mean, beautiful medals on his chest that he's definitely earned. Well, that's interesting. Do you need assistance, my dear? You seem to be...
Listen, if I cannot pull him out of this hole, you cannot pull him out of this hole, believe me.
He's a barrel-chested man.
I am a vampire.
He's like, well, that's fine. I guess I will take refreshments inside.
Best idea, I think.
Okay. Excellent idea. I'll be with you in just a moment, sir.
You hear Frank be like, oh, it's really not good in here. Definitely. I don't want to kill her child on his first, like, birthday.
Frank, fantastic. Glad to see that you're awake. Let me help you, buddy.
You guys both reached down.
Like, sweet, you shut the fuck up.
Yeah, kind of hard to, you know, be quiet while I be ravaged by a very hungry vampire. Faster than normal, or I'm going to have to kill this person.
Okay, no problem.
On three. You ready?
Yep.
One, two, three. What am I rolling?
Okay, it's going to be strength and athletics, guys. You're looking for a combined of five.
I hope you did well.
Got two.
Got one.
You do see. You get to his hands. Valiant looks back. Both of you just pulling somebody out of dirt with his hands flopping around. Blood is trickling down one of his forearms. Like, obviously, that's one of the scratches that has been going through. In fact, I got to do some damage to Frank.
Use your feet, Frank.
Yeah, we should have definitely put the rocks. Definitely put the rocks there. He does take a point of a grievous damage. One. All right. Danica. She walks with a grace that you do have cat's grace. This is a cat lady. This is a woman that is part feline at this point. Do you know what this exactly is? Yeah, give me a occult and intelligence check.
Well, does this opposite days? She gets occult and I get strength.
Hey.
The difference is Anna has strength. Well, I rolled a 1 and a 7, so...
0 successes. You've never seen somebody like this before. The closest thing that you can even... Because when you heard about her the first time, she didn't leave the bunker of the Camarilla underneath the ground. So you know she's a gangrel, but you've never seen someone diablerize like this. You know that maybe that they bring in some animalistic natures. This woman looks like she is half and half. Spots upon her cheek and whatnot. It is terrifying. It almost looks like a werewolf that is just prowling towards you. Her head swings back and forth in a very aggressive motion. How exactly did you, and I would call you a skinny bitch, get the attention of, I think you call him Jesse?
Well, listen here, you animorphs looking bitch.
The fangs come out, like, and hers aren't just one, hers are like three canines, 1, 2, and 3 all the way back.
I didn't have to do anything. He came to me.
Well, we can just fight this out like ladies. And why the fuck are you here trying to kill people that are supposed to be your friends?
What? I don't have friends here. I don't know who you think you are.
Oh, so you're skinny and unpopular. Let's just take this out right now.
Well, at least I'm pretty.
Ooh. She like slicks back her ears and she's like, oh, I know, she just did not. And she's gonna pounce upon you.
Is she? Does she, if she has, okay, never mind. It only depends on if you're using something. If you're using any celerity, you have to let
Why
me know.
Why are you using my dice?
Because I don't have any.
You're mixing them up.
God damn it, Robbie.
Hobgoblin arm just came out.
Now people on the internet think I have hobgoblin arms.
All right.
Surprise.
What does that even look like?
I don't know, but I know at the same time.
I'm going to try to dodge this.
Oh, yes. Definitely going to be a contested roll.
One.
She's got a lot of dice. She just didn't do well.
You really fucked her up with that Animorphs comment.
She's like, I actually like that cartoon. I need 5 plus 4.
Sarah, consulting the cards.
It's all right. No, actually, this is just a contested roll, so you get to do that on your next turn. You're trying to
dodge.
What
am I rolling?
That'd be your dexterity and melee.
Two.
Oh. So like, you guys are both in the moment of taking off your earrings before the whole, like, the true fight actually be happening.
Slap fight.
No. These are badass bitches. They're just having, you know, to hold my weave and, like, hold my earrings. This is all going to work out. So you are able to bound over her as she lunges forward with both claws going through. You do realize that they are longer than normal. That seems to be way more predatory than you've seen when she lunged. Cerberus is going to get an attack. He does miss, unfortunately. He does go to make the jump. That's probably one of the reasons you missed so horribly bad. She took into account where the counter attack would have happened. Spinning in the air, missing you just barely, but you do land behind her, and she is crouched in that that panther way with the shoulders that are just aligned.
But her back is to me, right?
Her back is to you.
I want to kick her in the back.
Fair enough.
Try and push her to the ground.
Fair enough. That's going to be... are you trying to center in a direction, or are you trying to...
I'm literally just trying to kick in the center of her back and then make her, like, fall face first into
okay,
the dirt.
Okay, so if you want to push her, that would be strength instead of dexterity.
Okay.
To push her down, so give me a strength and brawl.
Okay. I got 3.
I'm rolling in front of everybody for a reason. 7.
She can't see me, though.
She reaches back with her claws out and grabs your ankle. Twists you. Yeah, you had attack, so there's not going to be any damage. But she spins you enough on your back heel as she turns around, hands still in a 3-point hero stance. One leg all the way out, one crouched underneath her, one forward, and one by her knee. Oh, at least she has some taste of ability, but I think you haven't seen this. She starts melting into the ground.
Ugh, gross.
Her whole form becoming the actual ground itself.
I'm gonna spit on the ground.
Roll for spit. No, all right. So this is gonna be harder to dodge. She's gonna come out from under the ground itself to attack you, so you're gonna be looking for 8s this time, not 6.
Okay.
So the same roll, but you'll be looking for 8s. Trying to beat 1.
4.
As disturbing as it was, you've never seen somebody actually just melt into a ground and then erupt underneath you. You hear a small bark from Cerberus as he's sniffing around furiously, trying to figure out where you were. The moment that he sends out a small howl, you jump up as she's directly underneath you, coming up like a blender underneath, but you are too high to actually reach. We'll be right back to you.
Kind of fucking Dragon Ball Z shit.
What a dance.
It's a Jessicar, man. What are you gonna do? You've seen Jessie fight.
Jessie's more graceful.
Oh yeah, she is not graceful at all. This is animal anger.
I hate her.
Yes.
Good.
Catherine's a badass bitch. All right, coming right back to you.
Uh-huh.
Frank is like, kind of getting serious over here. Definitely, pull me up. Pull me up.
All right.
Pull me up.
Yeah, well, you're kind of fucking heavy, bro.
I know. Big shoulders at this point were always a positive. This is the first time it's ever been a negative, so... We're looking for a total of 4.
One again.
One.
Hey. You get him up to his elbows. His you get him up to his head crested, his big old thick neck that sits on his outrageously thick shoulders, shoulders still underneath the ground. Be like, somehow this is worse. Oh my God. No, no, no. Put my hands back in. I gotta protect something important. Valiant comes and like, it appears that you need some...
For the love of God, man, go inside!
But there's no apple juice in the world that would be better than...
Apple juice?
I don't drink ash. Are you sure you don't need assistance?
I mean, if you want to get over here and try...
The worst thing, Anna, is to put a human here.
Okay, you are kind of right there.
Kind of.
Yes.
you do see Trevor Blake. I don't think you want to see this. It's actually going to get quite... can we get one of my...
He's crowning!
Can we get one of our least useful interns? I think we need at least two of them. So whoever's done the worst job... He does look like he's crowning. This is horrible. All right, one more roll. Well, not one more roll. Let's see if you get him out. You're still looking for four.
So I had two, but then I rolled a one. So I'm back down to one.
All right, well, I got three. So Day.
Oh.
All right.
I think Day does that thing where he gets, like, squats real low where he's, like, on the balls of his feet.
Yeah.
And then just takes a deep breath and just grabs Frank by the head and he's just like...
That's the money maker there. That's the money maker. Wow. Okay, I'm out of the ground. Okay, that is much better. He looks down, pouring blood from scratches upon his stomach. You've seen that. Not that Ensign would be powerful at this moment. This is him being birthed into the world of vampirism. That's why he's able to inflict such wounds. There's lacerations on his thighs going down past his knees. He's just reached through and everything he could would just grab. And Frank wasn't fighting back. That's why he's taking so much damage. Just for the people playing at home, he now has 2 points of aggravated damage.
Okay.
So that would be 4 points of non-aggravated if you're playing that home game. He's like, yeah, that was horrible.
Right, okay. I'm not going in. That's it for me, man.
We have to like catch him. He's going
catch
to
catch him.
Yeah, he's going to erupt. And
erupt?
Well, yeah, he's going to come up from here and want to eat real, real, real bad.
Do you remember what his daughter was talking about in the dream? Were you there, right?
Frank goes, yeah, I was.
What was his daughter talking about?
What dream are you talking about?
The one that he was in. We were at his house.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so I just have to remember. I remember his skin, the knee.
Now, make me an intelligence and occult roll, please.
Oh, thank God.
Dave's just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Four.
Four? You needed a big roll. That was a pretty big roll. Some of those moments are fading away from you outrageously fast, like waking up from a dream that was so vivid and you're like, oh, I got to tell somebody about it. And those memories that you and Frank shared with Ensign, they're starting to dissipate. But you were able to remember at least the house, because essentially like the month of bonding that you went through,
right?
Those big stories, you remember a couple things of Frank, a couple things of his, but you do have the house at least, because that was the first thing. You have that set in your mind.
All right, I'm going to crouch down on my hands and knees over the hole where Frank just came out, and I'm going to yell, Ensign, I want you to think about the tire swing.
You see both hands erupt. They come and they grab, and they are starting to lift himself out with ungodly strength that he shouldn't have at his level.
Okay, well, I'm going to grab a hold of him, so I have a hold of him.
I'm going to reach down to the dirt and like grab his hair or something like that. It would be really short because he is military.
Okay, I was going to grab his shirt.
Okay, yeah, you could definitely grab the back of his collar. That would work. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Think about the tire swing and think about your daughter and the day that she skinned her knee. Do you remember? And you gave her a little Band-Aid and sang her a little song.
Give me a manipulation and leadership. You are now a sire,
I
so.
I am oddly built for that.
What are you doing in this time, Day?
I'm just so... I'm staring, and in my head, I'm like, I am so glad Lawrence did not do this.
Right?
Well, this would have been terrifying.
Yeah, right. Well...
Lawrence, stay back, honey.
Yeah. Lawrence is currently drinking a blood margarita, trying to...
Two successes.
You are a whole mood, Lawrence.
Two successes?
Yeah. I had three, but I had a one, so...
Let's see. It's not going to be enough. He's still... feral. At this point, two
How
interns.
How many successes did he have?
To make that happen, you would have needed four. Because
I'm going to do something crazy.
All right.
I am going to use reset and burn a hunger so that you can reroll that.
Hey.
Oh.
Let's hope I do better. Three. But I have a one.
You could use use willpower to give an automatic reset, automatic success if you wanted.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I will do.
You're going to burn a willpower?
Yep.
What? God, your willpower's got to be pretty low at this point.
The three.
Well, my willpower is three, so.
Hey.
That's why I never burn willpower.
Yeah, right.
I only have three.
Well, this is desperate times.
He comes up and, like, just spits out a mouthful of dirt. You see the highly produced fangs that are coming up, and he comes up in a moment of just frenzied flurry in his eyes and just sees you. And he's like, okay.
Oh, remember, I told you that you were going to be hungry, okay. Like really, really hungry,
yeah,
right?
I need to...
Yep.
Okay.
Focus on me.
Okay. Can I get out of the damn... A fucking hole.
Yes, but I'm going to hang on to your shirt.
That I just need to eat. I know.
We're going to get you some food. Yes.
Okay. Like almost shut out the door. The door is now closed. Two interns. It's up to you what you guys want to
do. Yeah, he's going to have to feed. So.
Okay, Lawrence, we're going inside. Day's hand is twitching a little bit from using reset and it's kind of phasing a little bit. And I like show Lawrence, like, we need to get out of here.
Oh, babe. Oh, shit. Oh, God, that makes the headache worse. Okay, yeah, we're going to go upstairs.
Anna, not judging. Meet you inside.
All right.
And what transpires as you pull Ensign out is a bloodbath.
Uh-huh.
He does not know how to feed correctly yet. He has no reason to stop. And you and Frank understand that vampires aren't humans, and you just kind of let them go.
Uh-huh. He's got to figure it out on his own, you know?
Please give me a one more intelligence and insight roll, please.
No ones.
Yay!
Four.
That is enough. We were looking for three.
Good, because I'm not burning any more resets.
As Ensign rips into these poor nerds, glasses, pocket protectors.
Oh, God love them.
Yeah, right. These were Apple hopefuls. Probably some of the best in the world at what they did. Get destroyed by your new child. Some of the smartest people left in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Get destroyed. But they were at the end of Trevor's list. They were the ones that were not carrying. They were carrying more than anyone's weight could possibly be asked for.
Sure.
But they just weren't. They were the...
But they were failing.
The two bottoms.
By his standards.
By his standards.
Yep. Okay.
As the blood starts to gush and get splattered over the entire courtyard, you look around and you see how much time and dedication Trevor has taken into your rose garden. It looks like it was... a heritage garden. Okay. There's a little bench as the blood splatters over some white roses. You realize that you can ask Trevor to do a thing, and if he deems it necessary, he won't just do it. He'll do it 1,000%.
Okay.
As your child finishes up, sucking actually at the base of the ephemeral artery, the guy's already passed out. He's taking all of it. He takes a deep breath and you can see him open his eyes for the first time at night, and you swear he does see the beauty of the surroundings and the big smell of all the roses that now you can yourself feel permeating the area. And you think about what Rasputin said, at least let there be roses.
Mm-hmm.
You have a moment, a flash, an instant seems to be hidden by something. But you have an instance of your first time coming up with him in a very similar moment.
Okay.
We'll be right back to you. Danica, what would you like to do?
Okay, so are we still in midair?
Oh, yeah, she's coming up with you, like, coming underneath you. Your legs are, like, almost in a split, making sure that you're not being attacked. You're still going up, but eventually you will go down before she ends up going down, because you jumped first.
Okay. I want Cerberus to blink me out of this position.
You don't have control of Cerberus.
Can I call ask him? Cerberus, can you grab me, please?
That'll take your whole turn. Cerberus has independent actions. If you want to direct his actions, you can direct his actions, but it will take your full action to do so.
Just to ask him to do something?
Well, yeah, it's a freaking blink drog already OP'd.
Like, it's fine. Yeah, I just don't know what I can do in midair, because I don't want to kill her.
That's not where your head's at.
I know, but... All right.
It's up to you where you're at. I'm just saying that you are...
I'm not going to meta play for you, but Danica in this situation is a badass warrior bitch. Would probably use her katanas to just be like blast her down.
Okay, I mean, I'm going to use my unerring aim.
I mean, okay. So for the people at home, tell me what it says.
The world around you slows to a crawl as you aim and throw or fire any weapon at a target as if the target were stationary. Used before making a ranged attack, the attack is at difficulty 1. The target makes no roll to dodge or defend.
That's perfect for this, yeah. Jesus Christ. Let's lay some smackdown, man.
It is a rouse check.
That's celerity?
Yep. Yeah, it's celerity 4.
Yeah.
Pretty dope.
Dude. Never feel bad for Danica. The shit that she can do is ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I need a blood die.
Yeah.
I always fuck up when I roll my blood dice, though. Okay. I got a 9.
Thank God. All right.
Tickling the dragon's tail here.
God, I don't
know.
And then
now I have to roll.
I don't know if a 1 or a 10 would have been worse in this scenario. Because she's currently surfing on a 10.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and throw my katana at her, just like straight down. Like a dart almost.
Like pin her to the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool as shit.
Dark.
So I don't even get a roll, right?
Nope.
So you do this.
I have to roll for it.
Yeah. But it's a difficulty 1. So
it's okay. a difficulty one, though.
Let's see how many successes you do to make how cool of this badass, because I got such a great visual for this right this second.
Okay, so what do you want me to roll?
That would be your dexterity and melee, because you're using a weapon.
Okay.
That's textbook Danica shit right there.
Mm-hmm. Just looking for ones.
7, 8. Well, difficulty 1 would just be like a regular, like 6s.
Oh, that's what you mean. You're not looking for ones. You're just looking for...
I need one success to do it at a 6. That makes
sense. And I can't.
At a 6. Yeah. And you can't do shit.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Except hope that you roll like shit. But hopefully...
6 successes.
Fair enough. As she's coming up, you guys have a moment, like as her claws are ripping at you and your legs are slightly split as you take out your katana and just start to drive it home. She already played her big hand of like the earth meld to come up underneath you. She figured that would be enough. She can't believe that you're above her in this moment, because that would have been the end. As you drive down your katana, are you adding any god juice into it, or are we just using the silver katana?
I already rolled it, so we're just going to go with katana, but I've got the unerring aim, so she can't defend
or dodge. She's looking up, like as she's going in a corkscrew motion, you guys have that moment of catching each other's eye. As you sail this thing straight down, it goes through her shoulder and out of her back, completely impaling her. She has that one last moment of reaching up to you, and the anger and the claws extended. She starts to fall back down. You guys are probably about 15 feet up in the air at this point. Falls hard, tries to stand up, and realizes that the sword had gone into the soil itself.
Yeah, I want to use my cat's grace, though, which is free, and just land in the same superhero pose that she did earlier.
Okay, fair enough. All right, that is going to give her, let's see, silver katana with that.
Bitch.
That's what you say when you land.
She's looking hurt. She spits out blood and like starts to grab the katana. As she does, it burns her hand. She's like, okay.
I put my shoe on her chest.
All right. If you want any help from the people that I represent, I would suggest you take this damn thing out of me because it burns worse than when I was a human and make horrible mistakes with the men I took home. So please remove this damn thing or do not get any help from the Camarilla.
I knew you looked like a whore, and then I rip it out really fast, but I make sure I twist it a little bit as I do.
Fair enough. I'll add another point.
I mean, she came at you, to be fair.
She didn't have to try and fight me.
She gets to her knees, takes a moment before she gets off her knees and does stand up in front of you. Like that slow, like, okay, all right. I'm not going to say you don't have skills, but grimacing, holding her shoulder, leaking out. You obviously wounded her very, very deeply. Why were you trying to kill this guy and this guy?
I am hungry, so okay? You interrupted my snack time.
You had to hunt over here to do this.
I'm sorry.
Things for you.
The last time that the person in... The closest person to you is my boyfriend, and you tried to fuck him up.
Well, he deserved it.
Why would I want to come to the Camarilla for help?
From our perspective, you were hanging out with Sir Trevor. It's not exactly like you didn't have a million opportunities to feed with him. He always has an intern or two that can just be wasted.
I don't think you understand. I am cursed right now, and I am very hungry.
She kind of looks at you for a second, and she sees the blood dripping out of your ear and realizes she didn't land a punch. The fuck you mean you were cursed, darling? What did you get into a fight with us, said I?
Yeah?
I will come fix you. All right, it's fine. If you hit me again, I swear to freaking God, I will end you.
Do one of these.
She appreciates the canter, but she's like, or do you want to get healed? Because it looks like someone did some bullshit with you that only stemmed it, but it's going to continue. In fact, it's going to get worse if you don't stop it. And we got people downstairs that maybe know one or two things about this.
All right, but can I at least eat first?
Oh, sure. No problem. I thought you were a threat, and she just walks away, the two people that she just saved.
I'm sorry, did you just say that I wasn't a threat?
No, I thought you was a threat when you came in. I didn't know why you were here, so now that I know that you were just fucking hungry, eat. I don't give a flying fuck. And she walks, and she's like, whenever you're ready, you come down.
I don't like that she's still trying to tell me what to do, but also, I want to be able to see.
Very true. It wasn't affecting your eyes at this point from what Charles had done.
Yeah,
it was.
But it will.
Yes, this will come back if it is not fixed in one way or another.
So I'm gonna eat my snacky snacks.
Oh, there's two individuals. You killing them? It'd be hard for you not to. You can try to not to.
I would like to try to not to.
Okay.
There are two of them. There's no reason to kill them.
Okay, so the first zone. What's your humanity right now?
7.
Okay, why don't you roll your humanity and resolve points? Roll your humanity and resolve. Just try not to kill the first person. The first person's going to be harder. They're going to be 7s. You're looking for 3 successes. The second one, if you're successful, you'll be able to drain the first guy a little bit. And the second one will go back down to 6s.
Dice are sticking to my hands because there's too many. And I'm sweating.
And Day dies inside a little bit again.
Yep.
That I needed 7s, right?
Yeah, you're looking for 7s.
Four successes.
You are able to. You get back. You're at... What's your hunger right now? You get 2. You can actually choose.
I'm at 1 hunger, but I rolled a 10 okay, on my
hunger
die.
So you're able to take back... able to satiate getting out of your animal nerds. You don't even need the second person.
Cool.
All right. She's walked away from you. You know where she's going. You've been to the precipice of you know, where they have the Camarilla stuff. You going to follow her or are you going to go back to Trevor or?
No, I'll follow her.
Okay.
Might get to beat her up again.
Mm-hmm.
See.
As you walk down, it is a descending stairs made out of concrete. They've obviously bored this out and fashioned this as a bunker of some sorts. Not the same pomp that you're used to seeing. This many people in the Camarilla that are very important. You know, you are surrounded by all the great princes and all their courts and all the people that have been able to make it here. Vampires that wouldn't be useful, wouldn't have bothered to make the trip. They would have been like, okay, we're just going to hang out in Brooklyn or whatever have you. These are the people that actually could make a difference. So you are currently surrounded in a very small space of some heavy, heavy hitters. But yeah, this is Danica. All right. Which one of you individuals can do some blood bullshit? Because it's definitely not my thing. And I know some of you freaky like that. So which one's... All right, I'm looking at you, Weezer. And the gentleman whispered like, yeah.
If he call me Weezer one more time, I swear, I will end your entire... Oh, well, it's a very strange thing that's happened. A Senite, I believe this would be. Come here, my dear. Come here.
He takes a finger and pokes it directly into your eye.
Ow!
Yeah, we'll come right back to you. All right. Day, you're inside. Valiant is dusting himself off.
I'm doing the same thing because I have actual dust on me. Fucking yeah. Asshole.
Yeah,
it's just like no shirt, yeah, just the trench coat.
Yeah, Trevor's like, so you can obviously see that that's not him at all.
Who the hell is this guy?
Well, the thing about...
So Valiant, there's one or two things that we should probably talk about. He's obviously like burning for time as you guys are trying to take care of your ensign. You guys, the door opens on a Frank. Thankfully, you've kept Ensign outside. He's finishing his meal, but you don't think he's going to go much further. He's under enough control after feeding that you think he's okay for a moment.
Okay.
And you guys are just covered in dirt. Well, this is not exactly the welcome I was expecting. I thought that we were speaking of logistical understanding.
Absolutely. Tactician in the end of the world. We're your guys.
So what was the
whole... Some dirt falls out of my pocket.
Yeah, right? What was the whole bearing thing? I've read quite a few documents, but I haven't witnessed that before.
Yeah. Anna, you want to take this one?
I mean, to each their own, I guess, at the end of the world.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think that we were inside yet.
No, no, you've walked in, both okay. You and in. Frank. Okay. You couldn't be more dirty. I mean, like, you spent an entire night in a grave, not in a box in a grave, in a just covered in dirt.
Okay, so Valiant, I have some rather shocking news, and I do not want you to be upset about it, because he asked.
Yes.
Well, do you remember the ensign?
Of course, one of my close personal aides.
Yes, well, now he's a little bit different.
He was already different last time I gave him to you. Yes. For example, you saved his life, making him into a ghoul, I believe was the word.
Yes, that is true.
Well, he graduated.
Yes, he did.
Is that a natural process of becoming a ghoul? Or do you have to bury all of your friends?
Well, he's not really it's like a level up.
It's kind of a thing.
It's kind of a leveled up ghoul now at this point.
Yeah, graduation kind of
thing.
That is fine. Another person in the army that could be useful. I have larger concerns than simply one individual right now. I was told that we were going to meet and discuss.
Yes.
Because once I begin the machine of war that I have now in front of me, it is very difficult to change its trajectory, and it's also very difficult to stop it in any way.
Okay. Funny you say that, because I have a similar thing to say to you, because there is a machine of war currently headed towards the humans. Danica, it might be hunting over there.
You killing one of mine in your camp is different than you killing some of mine in my camp.
I'm aware of that. Now, you gotta understand there's some logistics. She was cursed by a Setite, so she's not in her right mind. You know the Setites?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Very dangerous, right?
Okay.
They placed a curse upon her. So what's happening now, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. It's not Danica, you know what I'm saying? She's not in her right headspace.
You know what? I do not think that Danica would do it anyways.
How likely is them being able to put this curse upon all of you and all of a sudden our allies that we have legitimately underneath our entire camp becoming... Am I correct in understanding bloodthirsty ragers?
I do
it's
not.
A distinct possibility.
Well, it is a possibility, but I do not think that
Danica is going to let it get that far.
Luckily, we do have members of our clans that practice in the occult. They'll probably be able to reverse engineer whatever the fuck this is if we can talk to them.
Just a shortcut. The individual that is happening dealing with you has his hand, like one finger in your eye, the other one in your mouth, holding your tongue, and is walking your head back and forth, Danica. This is just what's happening.
Oh my god, I am so glad I did not have to do that.
Yeah.
I saw this blocking with that. What are you doing?
Give me a moment. It's almost finished. And like, that's what's happening on your side of the world.
You're real professionals in the occult game, honestly.
Yes.
Yes, a lot of us have studied for many, many centuries.
If you give me a moment, I just would probably call. Is it even
give
worth
him a call.
Me
just
to call?
Let him know. That, you know, Danica, the one with the katanas, is out there. She's not in her right mind, but also do not use lethal force.
Yeah, right. You see Trevor puts up his hands like, it's already been taken care of.
It's already been taken care of.
I called Camarilla.
You called the Camarilla.
You know what? I figured it was the best way to not put her down. No one get mad at me, but to... So they're going to send Catherine out and try to negate the problem.
Which one is Catherine?
Is
she the
cat bitch? You
literally see Jesse like take a spit take out of the bag of blood that he's been soaking on, and he's like, "You did what?
That's your ex, right, Jesse?"
Holy shit! And he starts beelining for the door.
I'm following him.
Okay, Lawrence, we're going on a trip.
You see Valiant going. Okay, so just was the conversation that we're all having. I thought there was more information. From what's your...
Yes. You're just going to be a little bit ahead of us. Hold on 1 second, and then my eyes roll back in my head. Sprocket!
Sprocket goes, yes.
Where is the meeting?
Oh, it's at the very edge of... before you get to the Red Talons... you remember them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes, Susan does seem to... making an appearance and a way of sticking with people's memories when they meet her. If you just go right before that, the children of Gaia were up all evening and most of the morning making a beautiful setup for all of us to sit in peace and discuss our particular ways of singular attack. How is Valiant? We do expect you within... probably the next hour.
Yeah. I was just giving Valiant the directions. We're running a little bit behind. We got to deal with the thing with the Camarilla. So I'm going to pass those informations along to him. So you're going to see Valiant first. I'm just going to send him on his way because he seems ready.
Valiant, is this all in your head, or do you speak out loud?
I am still just silent.
Yeah. Valiant is looking at you as if you just had a fucking stroke. You know, he's like,
I come back one moment and then right back into it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. We probably need to have a conversation with them, not independently. We're trying to work together.
Yeah. Just Danica was cursed by a Sedite. It's no big deal.
Apparently, there was quite a large party in the in part of the magic users.
Yeah, that was Lawrence.
Night. That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
They're running a little bit late, too, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, they're all hungover, every single one of them.
There will be hors d'oeuvres. I guess not your kind of hors d'oeuvres. We could provide rabbits. Is that nice?
I'll be fine. I'll bring a bag. All right, I gotta go.
All right. Yes.
Lawrence, there will be hors d'oeuvres.
He goes, I could use some chips.
Okay. Valiant, you're going to take that road over there. You're going to keep going straight until you see some encampments, all right? And then...
And they're expecting me.
They're expecting
because,
you, yes.
From what I have to understand from Gramnar Silverfang...
Yes, great
that,
guy.
That we were to be allies, but not to go into their specific moot, so this doesn't cross the line.
No, you can't miss it. It's this big fucking thing.
A pavilion.
Like a pavilion. Beautiful.
Very nice. I hope they have hors d'oeuvres.
They do have hors d'oeuvres. That's the first thing I said.
And that's where we're going to wrap it up for this week. We will be back next Friday with another brand new episode of Vampires and Vitae. If you would like to reach out to us on social media, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at Vamps and Vitae on both Twitter and Instagram. You can find us at Vampires and Vitae on Facebook. And if you want to send us an email, I don't even know if people email anymore, but you can find us at vampiresandvitae@gmail.com. So until next Friday, if you get the chance, we hope you do it. Take a big bite. out of life.